This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Obviously midweek, so will Bumbleo. Also, which pop stars have dirty kitchens? Southern Rail have a 15-year-old called Eddie on work experience running their social media, and he's becoming a national treasure. And what to do when you're offered the chance to go on first dates, but you're already dating. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Went to see Coldplay last night in Cardiff.
The best,
unbelievable.
Right?
Unbelievable. Mm. Like, I've obviously seen them at Big Weekend. I've never actually seen them doing an arena show like that before.
Yeah.
One of the best things I've ever seen, honestly.
And the roof was closed.
They closed the roof.
So you put this out there yesterday because the roof was going to be open. You said, close the roof.
Well, no, I didn't say... I said, would you mind closing the roof because Cardiff was awful weather yesterday.
And then they closed it.
And then they sent a tweet out about 5 o'clock going, just to let you know, roof closed tonight.
Do you think that's because of you? You're like the real queen, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, feel the power. Feel the power. I mean, I don't know whether it was always going to be closed, but it feels like it was. That was because of what I said yesterday on air. So I'll take it.
But an amazing gig, right?
So good. Had a little chat with Chris Martin afterwards.
Yeah, I'll get you.
Yeah. I managed to whip past his security and when they weren't looking. Otherwise, I would have got tasered and taken down.
Did you get a sort of sweaty hug on?
Sweaty hug. And I interrupted the conversation. I was like, I'm sure I recognise her. And he was deep in conversation with someone. I was like, who's that girl?
Mm.
And then she introduced herself to me because I blatantly interrupted their conversation. She went, all right, I'm Duffy. Actual Duffy. Duffy. I interrupted Chris
Amazing.
And Duffy there last night.
So you, Chris Martin and Duffy.
Off of Coke, yeah.
No, that's like off of...
Diet Coke.
Right.
And
that's
bicycles.
That's a power three, isn't it? It's like a proper meeting of minds.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, whilst you've been doing that, I've become a bit obsessed with the Southern Rail Twitter account at the moment.
Why?
Right? Because it's currently being manned by a guy called Eddie, who's the work experience kid. And everyone sort of embraced him. Because you know what? That rail company probably get quite a lot of angry tweets from people who are annoyed at trains being delayed and stuff like that, right?
So the complainers.
But what an amazing work experience you've got to be in control of that. His first tweet was amazing. Hi, Eddie here. Here on work experience and ready to answer your questions.
Love.
What a dude.
Okay, so you've managed to track this guy down, right?
I really wanted to get him on the show today because I just think he's winning at work experience. So he's going to be on today.
What was your work experience like, good or bad?
Mate, I was at a solicitor's. Like, sometimes they just... It's like an FA Cup draw. They just pick your name out of a hat and pick a job out of the other.
That's true.
And that's your work experience. But Eddie's winning, and I think I want to find out more about how it's going.
Okay, so I think we'll speak to him on the show after three. We've got quite a busy day, actually, because me and you are going to an award ceremony later.
That's right. We're actually presenting an award. I want to talk to you about the award that we're presenting, because I think... It's one of the nominations is for the Live Lounge, and I think we should rig it. But it's a discussion to be had.
Okay. Scott Mills. Got my outfit so wrong last night for Coldplay in Cardiff. Dismal weather, shorts.
Yeah.
I didn't pack any trousers. You know, I'm normally quite good at this, but got it all wrong yesterday. I'm getting loads of tweets now going, hashtag not shorts weather, hun.
Yeah, you were spotted, rushing to get in.
Yeah. But it was awful. Like, the weather was terrible yesterday. I mean, a classic Cardiff day, really, in summer.
But at least you got the roof closed, eh?
The roof was closed for the concert, so that was good because it was tipping it down. But yeah, outfit blunder last night.
Mm.
What are you wearing tonight to this awards?
So the only thing I had at home, because I'd completely forgotten about this awards thing, to be honest.
That's not like you.
I've got this sort of scrunched up shirt. So,
oh God, you stress me out.
So it's up in the office at the moment and I'm trying to get the creases out, but I don't know how you really do that without an iron. Could you just use a big book or something?
What, to press it?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not going to work.
Well, that's what I've got then. I've got a scrunched up shirt.
Oh, you stress me out. Why are your shirts scrunched up?
I kind of like
iron
it though.
Them.
If we're presenting this award together, that's amazing because you'll look proper smart and I'll look really scruffy.
Well, here's the other breaking news. I completely forgot it's happening. I've turned into you overnight. I have no outfit for this.
Oh, so you're just doing shorts
I've got shorts on now.
Oh, good.
I have nothing else. Scott Mills. Someone here saying, I also went to Coldplay last night. Best night ever. What an experience. Those wristbands. Yeah, they handed out the light show wristbands last night.
So they're still doing that?
Yeah, still doing it. I found out, though, that you know, you're supposed to recycle them afterwards. So like, there are people going... put your wristbands in here, put your wristbands in here. Like, had these big bins full of wristbands. But loads of people want to keep them, so it costs Coldplay so much money.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to recycle them for the next gig.
But I think they just run out of battery fairly quickly, don't they? Something
yeah, but like
that.
I get why people would want to keep them, but they do run out quite soon and the light just goes.
Yeah. It's hard to be a fan of Coldplay whilst robbing them, isn't it?
It is a bit.
Something quite... Yeah.
Because you are kind of robbing them.
Yeah.
You're definitely losing their money. Scott Mills here with Ray and The Line coming next on BBC Radio 1. So what's happening tonight? Award ceremony. Are we going to have a prink beforehand?
Yeah. Well,
a pre-drink?
Well, we're just trying to work out the timings. Lots of people suggesting that what I actually need to do is just put my crease shirt... in the showers, right? But the showers here at the BBC.
Not under the shower, like in the same room, because steam, it makes the creases go out.
But there's the shower block here at the BBC, proper smells down there. Though,
I wouldn't
right?
advise
so won't that.
Won't that
go on the shirt? I don't know.
What, the smell?
Yeah. It's...
I'll tell you what else is good. Hairdryer.
Yeah, well, where am I going to get one of them?
Get a hairdryer on it.
Yeah, but you
it
say
does
that,
take
but
the creases
a hairdryer is an office equipment. I could put it in the photocopier. Would that work?
Scott Mills.
Yesterday on the show, I was talking about the fact that First Dates have asked me to go on.
It is absolutely incredible, this. Celebrity First Dates, right?
Yeah. I actually had a chat with the person last night who this might affect.
Yeah, and, well, it's tricky because my view on it is it's just a work thing, really, isn't it?
Well, that's what he said too. Which made me a bit annoyed.
What, so he was like, oh.
He's like, if you want to go on it, that's fine. I was like, you should be saying that it's not fine.
Ah, but hang on. That's classic couple talk, isn't it?
Is it?
When someone you're with goes, oh, it's absolutely fine. Really, they don't mean that at all.
Oh, okay.
But they don't want to say it because otherwise it looks controlling.
Okay.
Yeah?
Right, I didn't really think about that.
No,
I was like, could you be a bit more bothered about me being asked to be on First Dates, please?
It's like when someone says, do what you want, or do what you think's right.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't think about it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, they won't want you
so
on at
all. So he's not keen at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Didn't think about that
think
way.
Think about it.
Yeah. Hi, Callum.
Hello, Scott.
So you're in a similar situation, right?
I am indeed, yes.
Tell me.
So basically, a year ago... I got asked to go on First Dates and they wanted me to go on the hotel version and then they wanted me to go on the normal version.
How did that come about then?
So basically me and a friend applied like 2 years ago and we both got interviewed and then he got on, but he was actually a bit too boring and he didn't get shown.
Oh! Oh, rubbish.
Not right. There must be loads of people on TV shows that just get cut.
Mm.
And then you would think to yourself, was I too boring to even make the cut?
Exactly. They were trying to get him to sort of say lots of sort of interesting things like, oh, how many people have you slept with and stuff like that. And he kept saying, oh, well, my grandma's going to be watching, so I'm not going to say anything like that. So that's probably why.
Mm. But, when do they ask you to give those kinds of facts? Is that like, here's your starter. Now, how many people? Is it like the waitress job?
Yeah, so they put you in a dark room and shine lots of lights at you and trying to get you to tell your life story, basically. Yeah. It's a bit of a therapy session, to be honest. I felt quite emotional afterwards.
Why did they want you on so bad, though? Are you like a proper looker?
I do okay with the girls.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of, I don't know, I'm just kind of quite an open person.
Right.
I'll just be all open and honest, and I just like to have a lot of fun.
No, there must be a gimmick about you. There must be something about you that
reckon?
They really want. There's something about you because if they wanted you on the abroad one and the one here, what is it about?
What have you got?
I've just got a lot of situations with girls that have kind of gone wrong, which are quite amusing for other people, and I just think they're kind of hoping something horrendous is going to happen to me on TikTok.
Oh, you're not an emo story, are you?
No, not at all, though.
Right.
But,
do you know what you... can I tell you what you sound to me?
What's that?
Classic Love Island.
Oh, you know what? So many people have said this to me, and it really annoys me.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, I don't want us to fall out. I think you're a really nice guy.
Thank you.
But I hate that show, man. I refuse to watch it.
Why?
But I don't know. I just feel like everyone in there is just the worst human beings ever. But yeah, okay. People at work are trying to get me to apply and stuff like that. But
right.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, I think I need to see a picture of you.
Yeah. So,
God, here we go.
So, the show really, really wants you on.
Yeah.
So why don't you go on?
Well, basically, I tried to go on, and then the date cancelled on me literally the day before I was going to go. I know it's a blind date, but she cancelled the first time. This is 2 years ago.
On First Dates?
Yeah, on First Dates. And then a year later, they asked me to go down for an interview in London, just like because to like refresh basically what I was like. But I was kind of seeing this girl in London at the same time.
Classic. So I went down. Classic you.
So I stayed with her, obviously, but she obviously was just thinking I was being nice and coming down, seeing her for the weekend and stuff. But I kind of had this interview planned.
Oh, mate, right.
I know. And I was honest and I told her at the time. But then she did that exact thing Chris was saying there. Basically, she said, oh, yeah, it's fine. Like, I'm not bothered about it. It's fine.
That shouldn't be allowed for the first time. It shouldn't be that you've got one in the restaurant and one in the hotel.
And then all of her friends kind of told me, like, she's really not okay about this. No. But I was like, well, she said she's fine to me. And this is just like going on a TV show. It's not real life, you know?
What?
It's not like... It's not real life. Come on.
No, it's not.
It is real life.
It's not.
It's first date. The whole premise of the show
is
TV. It's a first date.
Those people don't even work in that restaurant.
This is ridiculous.
I know. There's so much more to get to on this, I think, Callum. Wait there. We'll talk to you some more after this.
Scott Mills.
Faye's been on. First Dates is real. I was on the first ever episode. The toe curling on my horrendous date was in fact genuine. Oh, I get that bit. It's just like, but those people, they're actresses, aren't they? The people that are waitresses. I know this annoys you because I
like TV shows to be real.
I know, but it annoys you that I kind of like, I get into the truth, which is that they don't actually work there and it's not, it is a restaurant.
Kind of, yeah.
But they're actresses.
But it does annoy me.
Yeah. Chris is on the board with relationship knowledge today. Teach me some, says David in Oxford. Daryl says, from Cornwall, love this chat. Making me want to apply to the show.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
So we're still talking to Callum about being invited onto first dates.
Yeah, but you're kind of seeing someone already, right, Callum? Although you've asked her and she says it's fine. Although I don't think it's ever really fine. I mean, she's actually fine with it?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not a mind reader.
So what's the situation now?
The situation now is basically we stopped dating and then we've started dating a year later. And basically the exact same thing's happening again. So first dates rang me 2 weeks ago.
God, they're so
and
mean.
Says, I know, and they were like, look, we really want you to go on. We know it's been like a big issue over the last 2 years. And I was like, well, they were like, all right, you can come down for filming end of August, end of September. I really hope she doesn't hear this. So basically I'm going down to see her in the very near future.
God.
I know, but I know this time she would definitely not be fine with it.
Right. So you're seeing this girl now, but then also first dates
dating,
are going...
Dating, Scott.
You're dating her?
Dating her, yeah.
Right, so you're dating this girl, but then first dates are still being really needy?
Yeah, yes.
And you've not told them no?
No.
No, you're...
You're going for the chat.
So I see your dilemma here. Are you wondering what you should be doing?
You know, I'm definitely going, and it is the right thing to do because it's just a TV show and it's not real.
Okay,
right.
But what about the date?
Well, I'm going to go on a date, obviously.
No, but yeah, what about her?
But also, what about the person that you're going to date on the show? Like, you're not going to say from the off that you're seeing someone, are you?
Well, no. I mean, do they ask that? I've never seen that asked before.
Of course they do.
Of course they ask.
There's an assumption that you're on a date. Why would they even ask? I'm sorry, are you in a relationship? You asked that on a first date.
But I'm not in a relationship, I'm just dating someone.
Oh, you making it... Right, you're the kind of... Oh, I hate boys like you.
Oh, this is amazing.
Oh, don't
you? Just be clear... Well, no, I don't. I love them. But just be clear...
Oh, I don't know. I think people are going to have a lot to say on this. Oh, I'm interested to know what the people think.
Oh, you do my head in.
Let's be honest, I did say to her, look, I don't know, I'm moving away. Like, I just want to, let's just have fun. We really get on. I really like this girl in London. But she was like, oh, I think you're just coming to London for a bit of a party. And I was like, well, I do like London. I do like partying and stuff, but I really like you as well. I'll come down. We'll not ask any questions. We'll just go out and have a good time.
Right. And then I'll go to first date.
and then I'll go.
How are you going to play this out if it makes it to TV then? If your date isn't boring, like, because I assume you're going to be interested in whoever you're dated with.
Well, I can always pretend I'm interested, even if I'm not.
Oh, but well, where's the line drawn?
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I think
it's a TV show, and I think people need to stop taking it so seriously. And I think that people need to understand that when you go on these things, it's just for a laugh.
Okay.
It's just for a laugh. It means nothing. Obviously, if I start kissing on television or something like that, that's uncalled for, you know?
Mate, you're a nightmare.
But
this feels controversial.
You're a nightmare.
I just think it's getting a little bit blown out of proportion, all this sort of dating, not dating kind of first date. It's a TV show. And I think, Scott, your boyfriend should, or your partner, whatever, should let you go on it, and you should be fine with it.
All right, well, I'll let him know that. All right, cool. I'll text him now.
Because you need to let people know, you know, you're still a celebrity and stuff, and, you know, you need to keep yourself in the public eye.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes people need to know who's boss, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, that's a great way.
I don't know where the line is here, but I know that lots of our listeners will have opinions, but it's great to speak to you.
Yes, and you, Scott.
Right, please keep me updated.
I will do.
Okay, text me back.
Bye-bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. One. This is Scott
Mills. BBC Radio 1. Yeah, what if that girl that he's seeing was actually listening to this? That's probably not going to go that well.
No.
Someone says he's basically going for a free dinner. His current date should also go on the show, then see if he's still
game.
Yeah,
so
actually,
true.
That's a great thing.
Zoe on text describes it, she puts this, I think Laddo is an absolute cactus, which I think is fine.
I've never heard anyone call that before.
He definitely has got a mixed reaction, but I think that's to be expected.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's great. She needs to come back with, actually, I've been offered a chance to go on it too and see what he says back. Don't think he'd be as keen. Scott Mills. If I lose myself, I lose it all. If I lose myself, I lose it all. If I lose myself, I lose it all. Oh my God, Beyonce's here. On the radio, that was Arrow, Benjamin, Naughty Boy and Beyonce. Run in.
It always happens at concerts, though, isn't it? When you're at big places, you think someone's going to come up. What are you saying?
No, it was like last night. It's like, oh my God, the Chainsmokers are going to be here in a minute.
But it takes like halfway through the song to check, and then it's well awkward when it's. I think it's happened before with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You know, you expect Jay-Z to come walking out, and when he doesn't, it's like, oh.
Oh, yeah. And the whole song goes by, like, oh.
Where's
Jay-Z? Ready?
Oh, I forgot about this. Bang, 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 bang.
Please give Chris and Andrew a shout out. We're on the way back to Kirkcaldy after a small break near Carnforth. We're taking today a little tour to the Pencil Museum. My idea. Well done. You'll have a lovely time there. Don't forget to take a rubber with you.
It's my favourite one in ages, Mills. It's the best one.
It's just a potato, darling.
Hello. Yes. Is you being super nice to one of the listeners?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's not the reaction I wanted.
That song.
Oh. Well, I hate you. Should have cut you off. I was sticking up for you as well. God, but be harsh. Keep listening.
It was so bad. Dame Helen Mirren complained about the smell. Weird out of context. Here we go. Yes.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
Still good, isn't it?
Never ages. Where's the best place he's hidden? Behind the bins.
It was one behind the bins.
Oh, see, romantic that
just
is.
Outside of Leon.
It says on Wikipedia that Cinderella's 19.
Yeah. Who else do you want me to find out an age for?
Okay, can you look up how old Pocahontas is, please?
Pocahontas, 21.
Oh. This is a great game.
So it was a strange old sweep shot that ends up going to shortish third man, but it's a couple for Root.
Oh, yeah, he's hit it all right. It's hit the wicketkeeper, De Kock, on the helmet.
How does it happen?
And you look in pretty good nick.
I'm feeling in very good nick, absolutely. I'm doing all these exercises, grunt and groan in the mornings.
Not so much exercise needed to keep writing.
My right hand is very well exercised.
Oh, goodness. Excellent.
Don't forget to take That Ken Bruce one is the best.
Don't forget to take a rubber with you.
Hello, Sam is bumbling his spanners off in Martham. Sean is delivering wine in sunny Oxford and
yes.
Bumbling his corks off.
Do you post that through the letterbox then? Assuming the wine. Yeah.
It'd be like a box.
Oh, it'd be like, yeah. There's a business in that, though, isn't there? If you could basically make a wine bottle that was the shape of an envelope and get it through the... Yeah, anyway.
Okay, we're doing Bumbleo now. So Dan and Joe in Stoke cutting hedges. Yes, Queen?
Bumbleo.
Dan and the other bloke, can you stop messaging in, please? Because you're stopping everyone else from doing it. You're clogging up the system.
Yeah. Shout out to Will and Nigel, fencing in Devon. Now, I don't know if that's putting up a fence or sort of sword fighting fencing.
Hello, George is bumbling his girth off in his tractor in Chester.
Nice one.
Will bumbling his buckets off in his digger in sunny Devon. Aaron and Bex, freshly back from Spain. Holiday blues are on.
Bumbleo.
Halfway through the week. Shake it. Emma in Farnborough just got back from a 10-day holiday in Tenerife. Feels rubbish now.
Flappy Bear.
Haven't got it.
40 of those. Shout to Zoe, stopped at the services somewhere between Bath and Leicester.
Matty H, bumbling in his tractor in sunny Land's End. Big up the Massey Ferguson, says Harry, bumbling while carting some muck. That's one. Felix and Gilly, bumbling their paintbrushes off in Droitwich. Joss in Bristol, climbing poles and sweating his bumbleos off. Harmony.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
All the night spent off our faces, trying to find these perfect places. What the f*** are perfect places anyway?
I really respect Lorde, you know. Great artist, great song. But sadly, I think Dirty Kitchen.
Yeah, we were discussing this. As in, who would you accept food from? Yeah. And
you know, like, imagine if Lorde came into work now and she's like, "Oh, hi guys, I just made these new cakes. Look, what are these cakes?"
Yeah,
and
your theory is,
I'd be like, "Actually, I don't know what your kitchen's like."
Yeah, and we were talking about celebrities that we think have a dirty kitchen. Yeah. Basically, ones we might not accept cake from.
Yeah,
see also. Jack Garrett,
yes.
I'm saying.
Okay.
Clean cut kid. And Ella Rare.
Ella Rare, dirty kitchen.
I think a dirty kitchen.
Controversial.
Scott Mills.
Ollie Murs. I think clean kitchen.
Yeah.
We said this the other day because probably lives in a purpose built.
Some might not realise it, but yeah. It's a cleaner kitchen than you think.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
People are reading more into it. It's just basically, do you think they've got a dirty kitchen?
Katy Perry, clean or not clean kitchen?
I'm going to go clean kitchen.
I'm saying clean because got cleaners. Calvin Harris.
Dirty.
Dirty, yeah.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hello to the Shaddicks, who were on their way to see Coldplay in Cardiff tonight. Second night in a row. Chris Martin's going to be so tired, he does so much running around on the
stage.
Oh,
I thought you meant the Shaddicks were there last night and are going again, two nights in a row.
No, they're on...
Wow.
They're on again tonight, Coldplay. Please do remember to pick up your wristband for the light show as you arrive, but then please do return them in the bins provided afterwards, because it's costing the band a lot of money from people taking their wristbands home with them, thinking that they're going to flash forevermore. But they're
Although,
not.
Although, someone said earlier that they took a wristband from a Coldplay gig and then months later it sort of just started flashing again, like it had somehow kind of come back to life.
Yeah, Bethan's been on saying... I actually took my Coldplay wristband, which isn't the done thing to do, but people do it. And you think, oh, this is going to last forever. But then, yes, about 3 months later, it will start randomly flashing in the middle of the night.
I wonder why that happens. And does that mean that Coldplay are sort of near you?
Well,
does it mean that, like, they've gone, the tour bus is down your road or something? It's
I
like
also,
a warning.
I also spoke to somebody who said that they had it in a drawer and they could see it like lighting up in the drawer.
What does it mean?
And Coldplay were actually playing in somewhere like, I don't know, like Brazil at the time.
How does that work?
So maybe, because they were playing like in a completely different time zone, this thing is like flashing at like 4 a.m. in the morning. Mm. But maybe it's still because they're actually playing and they're activating them.
Isn't
it
sweet? It's like Coldplay thinking of you.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Is it like glow sticks? You know, if you put them in the fridge, they last longer, don't they?
Is that true?
I think so. Not sure.
Hello, Michael.
Hiya, how you doing?
I'm good. Where are you at the moment?
I'm in Kidderminster.
Oh, Kiddy. Yes. An excellent retail part there by anyone's standards.
No, I don't know about that.
No, mate, your TK Maxx is banging there.
It's all right.
Oh, you know, like some of them are a proper jumble sale. Your one is ordered and lush.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, that's something to be proud of. And what do you do, Michael?
I'm a farmer, I am.
Yeah.
Yes. A young farmer, are you in the fields right now?
Yes, I'm mowing some grass for Daisy and her friends.
Mowing some grass, like, so what type of farmer are you then?
It's already our gardener.
A bee farmer.
Bees? Bee farmer. Beef.
Yeah.
Not bees farmer, not bee farmer.
No, beef and cows.
Beef farmer. Okay. Not bee farmer.
Do you know who, is a bee farmer?
That sounds rude.
That one off of First Dates. Saturday Kitchen. You're a bee farmer. You know Jolly Ollie, the one that does the wines on Saturday Kitchen?
He's a beef farmer.
He's a beekeeper. Found that on Saturday. Amazing what you find out
Jolly
about
Ollie's
people.
A bee farmer.
Yeah, he's going to send me some honey. Michael, who do you normally choose on Bangers?
I normally choose Chris, but lately he's been terrible.
No, that's not true, mate. Don't prejudice the game like that. I'm 2-0 up. And today, I've missold my banger, Scott, because it is a really, really good song, but you just don't want to hear it over and over and over again. It's like one-off enjoy sort of thing.
Right, well, you offer yours up first.
All right, my choice today is this, Michael.
Oh, Wayne Hit Wonder.
Very good.
Wayne Wonder, No Letting Go. Is it? You see what I mean? It's a good song.
Very good.
It's just like a one-off, though, you know, Michael, a little bit on the side sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's a rare beef.
Big fan of this.
You are, yeah?
Yeah, big fan.
Could be good. What have you got, Mills?
I've got this. It doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
You know what? I think the beef farmers will like this.
Kelly Clarkson, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. Yeah, it's tune. Over to you now, then.
Sorry to say, but I think it's quite easy. I'm going to have to go with Chris today.
Come on, 3-0. 3-0. Well, I'm sorry, but I've just called the police on that because that's an actual robbery there, right there, daylight.
Becky agrees with you on Twitter, actually. She's given me a load of angry emojis on my Twitter. You know, the angry red face and absolute robbery.
Do you know who the head of the Metropolitan Police is?
Yeah.
Cressida Dick?
Yes.
Yes, well, you're going to be getting a Cressida Dick pic any second on your Twitter.
Yeah, but that's what you do. It's either text or Twitter to me, isn't it, when you do that when you think there's been a full-on robbery.
Yeah. Go against the Clarkson, right?
Gemma in Oxford says, though, proper old school tune, Chris. Perfect for a sunny day. I have to agree.
3-0, mate. Scott Mills. Radio 1. Well, maybe you're doing some work experience at the moment, or can you remember what your work experience was? I'll tell you something, I bet it's not as fun as the guy we're about to speak to and his work experience that he's doing this week.
This guy is incredible, right? He's made national news because of his work experience, which he's doing for Southern Rail right now. He's kind of taken over their Twitter account. They've just been like, oh, go on then, work experience, you take over the Twitter. And everyone is sending him questions.
Yeah, and it has been on national news. Loads of people have been trying to get hold of him. We're the only people that have got the interview. Hello, Eddie.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, you're right.
I'm good, thank you.
You are winning at life right now, aren't you?
I try.
It's crazy, Eddie. You've sort of got famous off being work experience. It's mad. That doesn't happen often.
I know. I've just tried to be myself and everything's just panned out as it has.
I mean, like, some people get quite menial jobs on their work experience. They get told to not really do that much. It's a lot of photocopying and stuff like that. You've kind of been handed the reins of the Southern Rail Twitter, which is quite front line, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's definitely been enjoyable, I can tell you that for a fact. But it was mainly just a collective decision that I would have a go on the Twitter yesterday, because last week I was answering some tweets with guidance from the social team. So yesterday was the time that I put myself out there and just said, hello, this is me.
Is one of the bosses sat near you right now?
No.
Oh, okay. You're just being very formal. I mean, I would give you a job. I would.
Would you?
Yeah, I totally would.
But doing the Twitter for a company like that is
it's
pretty mad, right? Because here's the thing, when my train gets delayed every now and then, I feel the need to vent. And the way I vent is by going on Twitter and
I've seen
tweeting at Southern Rail or tweeting at Great Western or tweeting at any train company that you're on. It's not just me, loads of people do it. So it's quite full on to be on the front line of that Twitter.
Yeah, well, I definitely didn't say it was going to be easy. It's been absolutely amazing. It's been such an experience that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh. But people love you, Eddie. So from the second that you announced, let me find your first tweet, actually, because I love the way you worded it. Because you know what? That company can sometimes get a lot of tweets from angry passengers and stuff like that. And you just went on their Twitter and said, hi, Eddie here, here on work experience and ready to answer your questions. Right? And people embraced you so much. Like, people started sending you loads of questions.
I know. In truth, everyone was really nice and forthcoming with their positivity, which I really appreciated.
But the kind of questions that you were getting weren't really about the trains, were they?
No. It was very strange. Like, some of my favourites were definitely someone asked me about what he wanted to have for tea, whether it was a Thai curry, I think it was, or chicken.
I saw that one. I saw that one. Someone put, Eddie, question, shall I have chicken fajitas tonight or chicken Thai green curry? And you answered.
Well, it's got to be chicken fajitas, hasn't it?
I just think you're made now. I think everyone should just ask Eddie on absolutely anything.
I was just being me.
You probably didn't expect me getting a call from Radio 1 either, did you?
No. that definitely came as a shock today, I can say that.
And what are your mates saying about your work experience?
I can say that they're very jealous.
Can I tell you a couple of the other tweets that he got sent?
Yeah.
One of them says, hi, Eddie, what is the worst monger, Iron Fish or War? And Eddie answered... Eddie, you answered, it has to be Warmonger. The fishmonger at my nearest Asda is amazing. He's answering them all. Someone else, Peter on Twitter, said, hi, Eddie, can you drive a train? And he's like, no, not yet, I'm 15. How do you cook the right amount of pasta so you don't end up with enough to feed the street? He answered, if you need the correct amount, always start off with around 200 grams per person, then build up. Love, Eddie.
So good. Maybe we could get you on as like an occasional show feature, Ask Eddie, and you just come on and answer people's questions.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, you'd be up for that?
Yeah, well, why not?
What's your dream job then, Eddie?
I don't actually have one.
No.
I just kind of want to see what interests me, really, about the world of work, and then whatever that is, I'll pursue it.
That's a very sensible answer. I think you're in your own lane already.
Yeah.
I think you're the new Ask Jeeves. Oh. But it's going to be like... Okay. I just love you. You made the most of your work experience. It sounds like you've enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, it's definitely been enjoyable.
I can just tell that you're just loving it so much.
You know how some people, Scott, have absolute mares with their work experience and you don't actually get to do that much work or it's boring and stuff like that? It's good to hear someone buzzing from a good story here. And you kind of got famous off it as well, Eddie. So good news.
That just makes it even better, doesn't it?
Although I know there will be people listening right now who've had absolute horrendous nightmares at work experience, so get in touch with those. Thank you so much, Eddie. Good to speak to you.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be back on for the occasional Ask Eddie feature, if that's okay.
Of course.
Okay. All right, back to the Twitter then.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio
1. So a bit of a nightmare on your work experience, was it, Jenny Lee?
Yeah, it was. I ended up working at a historical farm, had to dress up in medieval clothes, was taught how to spin wool of, like, the spinning window from Sleeping Beauty, and then after the 3 weeks, I got paid in eggs.
Classic work experience payment there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some eggs for... for your 2 weeks of work experience. Thank you so much.
But by the way, did you want that as your work experience?
It wasn't on my first choice.
No.
No, it never is. Wasn't.
Mine was I specifically told my school I wanted to hopefully do radio.
Yeah.
And sent me to a newspaper.
Yeah. I suppose that's quite close, isn't it? Sort of media.
Still not radio though, is it?
No, so, true.
Did you go back there after that?
No, not really.
Do you work on a medieval farm now?
No, unfortunately not.
Funny.
Do you still get paid in eggs?
Yeah.
See, it's not all bad though. Sometimes it goes really good, like Luke. Where did you end up then, Luke?
I ended up at Big Brother back in its Channel 4 days, believe it or not.
Whoa,
for
cool.
work experience.
For work experience, I know. It was a long story how I got it, but for the most part, well, it's meant to be boring. It was just sort of research work and all of that. But I had on my path, unlike lots of other people, I had access to the house. You know, I call the corridors that were behind all the mirrors where all the cameras are. And it must have been after...
The rat run.
Oh. And it's just you walk through those corridors and you just open like a curtain and on the other side is someone brushing their teeth, like looking right at you, but actually they're looking at themselves.
I did that. I found it on the internet the other day. Someone sent it to me. It was Dermot O'Leary hosting it and I'm doing the camera run behind.
Yeah, but that's a cool work experience though, right?
I got to see Shilpa Shetty. Oh!
Yeah.
It's quite cool though, going behind the scenes, isn't it?
It was good, but I was there, it must have been after an eviction, because it was quite late at night, and obviously there were all the cameramen there, and one of them turned to me and he said, like, listen, I've got a train to catch, can you cover me?
What?
I was like, I must have been 17 at the time, never worked in telly, never operated a camera, and then there was me operating one of these sort of huge cameras running around all the camera runs for about 2 hours in the evening.
I love it when you...
Are you a cameraman on work experience?
Exactly, yeah, and the best thing was, it was when, remember back in the days we were on E4, it used to stream live through the night, just them chatting rubbish throughout the night. They used to do that, and they had a game, which I realised all the cameramen played, where to try and test if anyone at the channel actually noticed, they would all, like, film people, but only half their faces, or slowly drift off them and do all tricks like that, but no one ever noticed, because obviously no one was watching.
Oh, good work experience, Luke.
I was. I used to look at that pool for hours just to see if anyone got in it.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
And here is Greg James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, after I was saying about Coldplay last night and how the weather was dismal in Cardiff. Right. They closed the roof of the Principality Stadium. And I was, I think we were like halfway through Vida La Vida last night. And it was like, Greg texted me going, they've closed the roof. I was like, okay. I know.
No. So what do you think Scott's text reaction was when I went, they closed the roof for you?
What did I put?
I would have thought it'd be a yes queen.
Yes. That was it. That's all I got.
Now, the stadium did tweet at about 5 p.m. when I was on the train yesterday going, we've decided because of the weather to close the roof. And then they would have got loads of tweets from people going, yes, the power of Radio 1.
Yes.
Anyway.
You should have said, no, I asked for the roof to be closed, and now it has been.
Yeah, what's mad, the train station that you left from to go to the gig, right, straight after the radio show, I was at that train station about 10 minutes after you.
Right.
And it was well exciting there. Right, so I put this on Instagram, could not believe it, because there was all this police, like, waiting there at the train station. Like, oh, someone important's about to get off the train. It was Princess Anne.
Oh.
Couldn't believe it.
Princess Anne.
That's rude, Scott.
Princess Anne was... There was a really...
Sorry, Majesty.
So I was watching...
Not seen her for a while.
I was watching Chris's Instagram story.
Couldn't believe it, mate.
I was following you both on social media last night. I was having a whale of a time. But you, at the station, wait, there was a big posh car. It was at Paddington.
Yeah.
It was at the same station.
Yeah.
And I thought that was your car, went to take you off to... Like, you'd pretended that you'd gone to the train station, but actually just gone there and sat in a Bentley.
Yeah.
And then someone had driven you all the way to Cardiff. I thought that was exactly what was going to happen.
Right. But no, Princess Anne.
Princess Anne.
But you should have well shouted, Anne! Anne!
Do you know what it was? When I saw
Anne!
But when I saw her, I couldn't remember her name. That was the problem.
Well, that's what
so
I mean.
I was looking at her, I was going, oh... That's
Princess.
And then she went past, so I just went, yes.
She looks a bit like the Queen. Who's that?
Very dignified, yes, though.
You don't want to get the name wrong.
Also, I'd like to retract that last who, because till now, this show's had very good relations with the royal family. I'd like that to continue.
You've blown it, mate. You have blown it. You're for the tower.
Mm. And here's Real or No Real.
Double Olympic champion Mo Farah met Noel Gallagher at a U2 gig over the weekend. But when posting a picture of them together on Instagram, accidentally tagged his brother Liam instead.
Oh, that wouldn't have gone down too well, would it?
No, because I did see Liam Gallagher talking about U2 in not very nice terms.
Oh, no. So Liam Gallagher's Twitter is hilarious, by the way.
As you were.
I'm watching Love Island.
Oh, dear.
He's funny.
He is funny. But imagine that. So Mo Farah meets Noel Gallagher at the U2 concert, but tags Liam instead on Instagram.
Also, whenever you have a whenever you have a picture with Mo Farah, he surely has to do the M-bot as well. So it'd be great if Noel Gallagher's doing that as well, sort of an M on his head, you know. And then when Liam sees that, he's not going to like that because he doesn't like any form of sort of selling out, as it were.
Yeah.
As you were.
No, but he's got an album to plug, so he probably wouldn't mind so much.
True.
So what do we think? Can this be real?
I don't know about this. I feel like Mo wouldn't make that sort of mistake, but I could be wrong. He's an Olympian. I'm going to say no real, though.
Okay. Chris?
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes. It is true, but Liam didn't seem to mind as he tweeted Mo back, hoping that he had a good time. Mo has now changed it to Noel's handle, so let's hope there's no beef there at all. And next,
Radio 1's Matt Edmondson has accepted the offer to replace Reggie Yates as the host of ITV2's Release the Hounds on the condition that his dog Oscar can be one of the dogs that chase the contestants.
That's the kind of thing he'd wangle into the contract.
Yes,
do you know what
would.
I mean, to get the dog a bit of a fee as well,
and also free servicing for a second-hand car.
Yeah.
Let's not forget as well that Matt Edmondson's dog does have an agent.
What?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
it
does have an agent.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I don't know, like, how much work that dog is going to get, potentially. Oh, right. Unless they're the new double act, because he doesn't do as much with Rylan anymore, I don't
think. No, not as much.
Is Oscar the new Rylan?
Possibly.
Something makes me think about that agency. Maybe they should concentrate on people first rather than the the animals.
But hang on, it's not an agency that does people, is it?
Yeah.
As well, yeah. Yeah, a bit of everything they do.
What, so hang on, so they've got like one arm of it is dogs.
One arm of it's dogs.
Yeah.
Or one paw.
Oh, that must take up a lot of time.
I just saw it, I've got to admit, I saw it pop up on the website recently.
Was it? I'm serious. Are you joking?
I think Caroline Flax, one of Caroline Flax's pets is on it as well.
What do you mean?
Just in case any work rolls in for them.
Anyway,
well, you'd be so annoyed if your dog got the job over you.
Well, yeah.
Is there a point where if your dog starts making more money than you do, you're like,
for me, that would be the final straw.
I'm jacking this in. Okay, this is amazing.
I text Matt earlier to say congratulations on the new Release the Hounds presenting role, and
good
he
show.
Said, that's why I was in Lithuania. Or that's why I'm going to... That was it. That's why I'm going to Lithuania, because I think it might be filmed in Lithuania.
Yeah.
And then he was like, what's Lithuania like? Because I was there recently at a death metal festival for the show I'm doing.
As you do.
And I text back and said, well, it's very cheap out there. And I think that he was ecstatic at that.
He booked it straight away.
He was like, brilliant.
Cosmetic
can't
saving.
Wait.
Yeah.
He's built a house out there.
Yeah. Oh,
his second home. Okay, I think this is no real, because Oscar, I've seen lots of pictures of it, and it's...
so cute.
It's not really what it is.
It's not really a hound, is
sort
it?
Sort of fluffy thing. I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Cute dog, but wouldn't be on Release the Hounds,
no.
I think. Not scary enough.
No.
Yeah, not quick enough. I'm going to go no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Not true, but Matt is doing Release the Hounds and said in the press release for the new series that he's still working on producers to let him bring Oscar along for the filming.
I think he'd be a good sidekick.
Mm. Yes.
Like Wallace and Gromit.
He also
and Matt can have a little sidecar for a second-hand car.
Yeah. He also said that working with Simon Cowell on The Extra Factor has prepared him for the terrifying situations the new series will entail.
That's clever.
5 new celebrity episodes, including a Halloween special, will air later this year.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Greg's playing Real or No Real, and we are on Rage Against the Odds Machine at 5:10 today, aren't we?
Yes, you are both ready. Are you both ready with your rages?
I've got a rage.
I've got a rage.
You haven't got the rage.
You haven't got a rage yet, have you? Or have you got a rage?
I've got one now, yeah.
Okay.
Is it when your Bentley's late, taking you to Cardiff to go and see Coldplay?
Didn't happen, never happened. And next.
Simon Cowell is so determined to outshine the other judges' houses on X Factor this year that he is hiring Downton Abbey.
Right, okay. Are we supposed to really believe that that's his house? Because I've seen it on TV, it's not. Have they given that up now of like... Oh, you know, you're supposed to believe they actually own that house or
I don't see
there.
The point of judges' houses anymore. There's no real need for it, I don't think.
Well, they shouldn't call it that. They should just call, let's just go somewhere else for a bit.
Yeah.
Because didn't Louis Walsh one year just have a rooftop in LA?
Yeah.
It's not his house.
Not his house.
It's a little Wendy house in the corner.
You're not living in the roof, mate.
Do you remember way back as well? You'd like back in the day on X Factor, you wouldn't want to be in Louis' group because you always went to, I mean, no offence, you just went to Dublin.
Mm. Well, you know, there's lots
Louis
of nice
group
things to do
going
there.
To Ireland.
No, but I mean, it's like when everyone else is going to
Hawaii. Yeah, well, they're going
Hawaii.
To LA or Hawaii or Dubai, and then it's like, and you're in a flat with Louis Walsh in Dublin and Shane off of Westlife.
But the downside to going miles away is you're with loads of awful people you can't escape from. Well, you
That's
are,
true.
Aren't you?
Free trip, though.
Where would a load you... of other fame hungries. Well, so actually, maybe they should film more of that.
So where would you have your house? Would you go back home? Go back to your parents?
Probably just do it in Bromley.
Yeah. Well, yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? You? Eastleigh?
I'd do it in Eastleigh.
You'd have to
yeah.
go back to Eastleigh,
absolutely,
wouldn't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Go back to Eastleigh.
Yeah. Hire a mansion in Eastleigh.
I think it'd be quite fun just to have like a caravan.
Have you got the keys to Eastleigh?
No.
Have you been given some kind of local honour yet?
No.
You're not a statue?
That's funny, isn't it?
Why
there
is funny?
A statue, but
isn't
Scott
a statue?
Denies it's him.
It's not me.
There is a statue, isn't there?
It's Scott dressed as a railway man outside the station.
Yeah, that was from your steam train
days.
Yeah,
from when he was younger.
I am from a railway town, see?
Yeah, of course.
But why haven't you been bestowed like a local honour? So, you know...
Because not famous.
Because if you get the keys to the city or keys to the town, yeah. I always wonder what you actually get given for that. Because you don't
keys.
Get the actual keys, do you?
Well, yeah, you get a big ring of keys which has the library.
Is it the library?
The tourist information.
Are you allowed in everybody's house?
Yes, it's a skeleton key for every house.
Yes.
Anyway, is Simon Cowell now hiring Downton Abbey to outshine the other judges' houses this year on X Factor?
I think it'd be quite funny because obviously that's an ITV show as well. Quite clever. Probably get a little mates' rates, yeah. won't they, for the
True.
Abbey?
And then get Sunita in leaves in the Abbey, but in like sort of
she's still old.
Sort of medieval leaves, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get Louis Walsh down in the kitchen cooking up some nice dinner.
What that would be.
Real or no real?
Yeah, probably real, that.
I'm going to go real.
That one's real.
It is kind of real, yes. Producers are in discussions with Highclere Castle in Berkshire to make it Simon's home this year. He's already used his pad in LA and other mansions in Malibu and the French Riviera. The end of that round of real or no real?
I got 30, Greg got 20. I win, yay.
They should hire the sets of Midsummer Murders and then get rid of the rubbish ones. That's,
yeah,
that's a much better tie-in.
Greg's next.
You're not at boot camp and you're dead.
And we're on Rage at 5.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1 and Ollie Mers is playing his favourite game at 1:45, Bingo Innuendo, as he calls it.